Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Warning track. Mullins at the wall. Rosario's homered again.
839 Sports with Mike Max here on WCCO. Well, good weekend for the Twins. Big sweep, Maxie, over Baltimore.
Big sweep. Take three and get yourself right. Get into that leader spot or percentage points within with Cleveland and start the battle. If you can get through April sitting there, you got that's you're 1/6 of the way home. But they had these guys, they've shown some pop in their bats. Rosario just played the home run from, obviously, the week that he had, the last 10 days that he's had have been unbelievable. Nelson Cruz gives him that quiet confidence, and he's looking for a pitch to drive every time. He's looking not just to hit a single, he's trying to get to the gap. And then, obviously, you get the pleasant surprises, like a Garver, who's hit real well for him this year, and Buxton's been, who knows what his upside is or where he tops out, but at least he's kind of steadied himself. Polanco's been great. All the surprises pretty much have been pleasant so far. There haven't been any of those where you go, uh-oh, except for Sano not playing yet. There haven't been many where you go, boy, that's a clunker.
You have mentioned in the past that you thought Chauncey Billups would be in the conversation for this operations manager for the Timberwolves, and it looks like he is, Maxie.
He is. He's one of four finalists with Calvin Booth and Trevor Langdon and Borsis, I think it is, from Houston. And it's the key position now. The question that you have is, what's that interview going to look like? Are they going to say, hey, you get the keys to the car and whoever you want to be the coach, et cetera? If Chauncey ends up with a job, I would be fairly certain that Ryan Saunders would keep that position as the head coach. If the other ones, I don't know enough about philosophically where they're at with it, or if that would be a deal breaker with them if they didn't get to name their own head coach. So that's going to be the next step here, is trying to figure out they'll all have a plan. They'll all have a way out for the Timberwolves, a way to get them back to the playoffs. That's standard at this level. The question is, to me, is okay, what do you got to start with that head coaching position, and is it going to be Ryan? Do you get to make the decision? All those things are just critical to this decision. This is a critical hire for them, because they've gone back into abyss and back into the woods, and they got to come out to the fairway again here and come above sea level again. And so there's a lot of work to be done to get that done. There's a lot of pieces that are going to have to be moved and changed to get them back to a playoff team.
What about the draft for the Vikings? Anything out of the war room?
Well, there's a lot out of the war room. I had a long talk with somebody deep inside it the other day, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them make trades, because the positions that they want, they might not have to go as high. And Rick Spielman loves making trades. They think it's a good offensive line draft. They think it's a good defensive line draft. Now, they don't have a lot of needs in the defensive line. They're pretty well fortified there, but they do think there's a lot of good defensive linemen. They think it's pretty good for safeties, not bad for corners, not a good year for receivers. And they could probably get a running back in the mid to late rounds to be Dalvin Cook's backup. Quarterbacks are just okay, not bad. So they've assessed all of that. They know what it is, and I think that obviously they're going to draft some offensive linemen in this. The only question is they could end up, I would think, moving down before they'd move up to get more picks, because they think there's enough depth there that they could add a bunch of players.
How's Blake Cashman going to do in that draft?
Well, he. He and Conley and Amani Hooker are all going to get drafted, they tell me, from with Minnesota ties, this big offensive lineman from Apple Valley, that Sioux Falls. They've looked hard at him, real hard at him, in fact. I know that for sure. So these are all guys that are going to get both Cashman and Conley, kind of interesting, both from Eden Prairie, both walked on at their respective schools, and Conley did a great job at the University of Wisconsin and Cashman at Minnesota. And so they did it the old-fashioned way, to play their way onto the roster and their scholarship, and they're both going to end up in the NFL now.
Talk about Amani Hooker a little bit. You talked to him recently.
Yeah, I just was visiting with him via text the other day, and he's a good kid. He talented athlete at Park Center. He went to Iowa and just kept getting better and better, and all of a sudden he's making plays for him. And again, the Vikings have looked closely at him, not just from afar, but I know they've been they've done a lot of due diligence on him because he's one of those safeties that they think can step in and be a special teams guy right away and play if he has to right away. So he's well positioned himself, had a great career at Iowa.
That Gopher softball team, got to give them a shot. They're playing pretty well.
Yeah. Take a couple from Nebraska over the weekend, and Maddie Houlihan doing what she does. And, yeah, here we go. They've got, maybe not as good as they've been the last few years, but solid again. And once the weather gets nice, they'll get nice crowds out there. It'll be a fun doubleheader. The baseball team went and took on Oklahoma. That was kind of a strange, middle-of-the-year series play. One at Target Field, et cetera. And that was Oklahoma looks like they got a pretty good team. But that, you don't see that very often when in the middle of the year you play a series like that.
Well, you got two kids from Minnetonka on different teams. One pitch for Oklahoma, one pitch for the Gophers.
Yeah, how about that? And Minnetonka, of course, they sent a lot of kids on. That's a pretty good program, as you know, Dave. They get a lot. They're good again this year, I see. And, Stillwater sitting up there with two kids going to Oregon State. And there's some good baseball. But, they got to play it because we just have had, the weather and the this and the that. So now maybe they can get on a string where they actually play some games and these pitching staffs get so backed up.
Oh, speaking of Stillwater, those two fireballers they had last year. I mean, Oregon State's is outstanding, as we know, the national champs. But man, those kids could bring it.
And that tells you how good they are, because Oregon State doesn't have to recruit. They recruit who they want to recruit. They don't have. They get to pick who they want. And so these kids could both get drafted. At first, is a good hitter too, but they both could get drafted as well, I'm sure, because I think they're in that rare air kind of ilk.
We want to remind you, Twins play here tonight. 6:30 is our pregame show. 7:10, first pitch against Houston. Maxie, have an awesome day. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning at 7:40, good neighbor.
You got it. Thank you, David.
He's Mike Max. That's the sports. This is WCCO, where traffic and weather's up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.